Tonight I wanted to discuss various aspects of the Seder. Let's begin with the Sugya Psachim of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph regarding the Mitzvah of Heseba. The Gemara tells us something we've discussed in the past, that Heseba is necessary for two of the Delicosas. That's the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. The Gemara tells us, however, uncertain as to whether Rav Nachman required Heseba for the first two Kosos or whether the last two Kosos. Should we assume the first two Kosos, because after all, that's when we're involved in the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or should we assume that no, for the first two Kosos, at that point we have not yet declared that we are B'nai Chorin, and therefore once we do so in the context of Magid, then his save is necessary for the third and the fourth Kos. So the Gemara comments that Hol Vitmar Hachi, Vitmar Hachi, Idi V'Idi Vay Hasev, and Hasev is necessary for all of Dalar Kosos. The Ran raises the Kashna Sugin of Kuches, that Heseb is only a mitzvah derabanan, so why is it that we assume that Misafeg, when is obligated the Chumra to do Heseb for all the Arkosos, why shouldn't one assume Safeg derabanan Lakula? There is a Chiddush that Shulti HaGibarim writes in Avodah Zarah that here it's a Safeg of the Gemara, just simply what Rav Nachman said. It's not a Safeg in terms of a classic case of a Sveika Dedina, or a case that we've been discussing, Sveikos that are based on Teva, based on Matzius. Rav Nachman made a statement, and it's somewhat ambiguous, we're uncertain as to what he means. So Shulti HaGiborim writes that there you don't apply the principle of Sveika Drabana Lakula. After all, but who says that we're going to assume Lakula, whatever that would mean, we'll see the Ran. Who says that that's legitimate Shita in any shape or form? The Ran writes that perhaps one could have suggested Sveika Drabana Lakula. And the first teretz of the Ran is that Einal Chinami, therefore Heseba, when it comes to Dalet Kos, this is only the Chumra Ba'alma, L'Rav Chida Milsa. And if a person would drink, for example, without Heseba, certainly he would not have to repeat the mitzvah, because after all, the need for Heseba is only the Chumra Ba'alma. That's the first teretz of the Ran. And the second teretz of the Ran is that no, that here, how can you apply Sveika Drabana Lakula? What would that mean? You can't arbitrarily assume, you know, that even though it's a suffix in the Gemara, I'll opt for the first two kosos, or someone else will opt for the last two kosos. You can't arbitrarily just pick two kosos. So you're going to argue that Heseba is completely unnecessary. I don't have to do Heseba for the first two kosos because maybe it's the third and fourth. I don't have to do it for the third and fourth because maybe it's the first and second. So in such a case, that certainly is not correct. You're uprooting the mitzvah legamrei. So that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes, that B'makom, Tarta Desasra, when the result will be avoiding the mitzvah, uprooting the mitzvah. How can you apply the principle of Sveika Drabana Lakula? The Rambam writes, for example, in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, that if you have an ear which is Safek Mukav Choma, so the Rambam writes, you're obligated to read the Megillah both on Yadalit as well as Tesvav. What are you going to argue? I don't have to lay in the Megillah on Yadalit because maybe it is Mukav Choma. Come the next day, you're going to say, don't lay in the Megillah on Tesvav because maybe it's an ear. And no Kriya Samegillah whatsoever. That certainly is incorrect. So the Rambam writes, in such a case, you can't just arbitrarily be poshet abaya. We'll treat this as a mukav chomo. We'll treat this as an ear. In those cases, one necessarily must assume that idividi by haseba, that you have to go to chumra in all cases. So according to the first teretz of the Ram, certainly haseba dal kosos would not be li'ikuva. It's only a din lechatchila, rav chida milsa. According to the second day, what could certainly raise if a person without kosos, without Heseba, is it necessary to repeat the mitzvah of the Shtiyas HaKos? This issue as to whether Heseba is only the Chatchila, whether it's Makeh V'dieved, this is a Safek in Tosos, and that's Zugi and Dalkuf Ches. After all, the Gemara requires Heseba not only for Dalkosos, but for Matzah. And this is explicitly a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh writes in the Sugin of Chavches that Heseba is likuva. And if a person will eat matzah, for example, without Heseba, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and it's necessary to repeat the Achilas Matzah to eat an additional kazayis. And Poshub Shah the Rambam, that is not true. Heseba is necessary to Chatchila, but nonetheless the mitzvah is fulfilled at Dalet Kosos and Achilas Matzah, even if a person will eat without Heseba. So the Prescrub explains that there is a crucial machlokis between the Rambam and the Rosh. It's not just simply a detail whether l'chatchila, whether b'dieved, but rather they argue as the very root, the very nature of the obligation of Heseba. How is it that we understand this chiyuv of Heseba? When you look in the Rambam places this halacha of Heseba in Perek Zayin, in Tuchus Chamitza Matzah, Perek Vav, and Perek Zayin. That's a chiddush. Because in the Rambam Perek Zayin, if it was Chametz Matzah, the Rambam there is discussing the obligation of Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam places the halacha of Heseba within the context of Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, as opposed to a detail within Achilas Matzah, or Shtiyas HaKos. The Rambam understood l'chora the following chiddush, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Rambam writes, is Chayev Adam, the nusach we have in the Haggadah is Liros Hesatzma, the Rambam writes, Laharos Hesatzma, a person is obligated to demonstrate, Kilu Hu Yotza Atav Mitzrayim, as though at this very moment he's leaving Eretz Mitzrayim, and the Rambam writes, therefore Lefichach, therefore it's necessary to engage in Heseba. Heseba is part of the general mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, demonstrating Chayrus. One could certainly disagree. One could argue that no, there's a mitzvah d'arais of achilas matzah, there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of dalet kosos, and achilas matzah and shtia sakos, achil and shtia, have certain halachos. Achil and shtia has to be kederach achilasa, it can't be shelo kederach achilasa. Achil and shtia has to be within a certain window of time. Achila has to be bichdei achilas pras, a person can't take a bite now, and minutes later another bite, and minutes later another bite. That defines my sahila. One could have argued that the need for Heseba in Dalar Kosos and Achilas Matzah is not an independent mitzvah klolis of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but these are details within the Ofen HaAchil and Shtia. This is considered to be my sahila. My sahila means you have to eat matzah in a certain way, in a certain time, and it has to be done, right, in a way that manifests Chayrus as part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So is Heseba considered to be a mitzvah pratis or mitzvah klalis? Is it considered to be a general mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Laharos Etzmo? Or is that considered to be, no, an inherent part of the Maisa Achil of Matzah, the Shtia of Dalet Kosos? If you assume, like the Rosh Hashita, that if a person would eat matzah without Heseba, Kosos without Haseba, it's Likuva, and you're obligated to repeat, it's as though it was eaten Shlokaderach Achilasa. You see that Haseba is not an independent halacha, but rather it defines the manner of Achila. Rav explains, according to him, that's not true. It's not an inherent part of the mitzvah Sachila of Matzor Shtias Dalakosos, but rather an independent kiyum. And therefore the Rambam writes that this is l'chadchila. The Rambam does not write that one would have to repeat. And the Rambam places it in Perek Zayin, l'chavav l'chazayin, in the discussion of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't even make sense to repeat the mitzvah. Let's assume, for example, a person ate a kazayas matzah, and he realizes now that he failed to engage in Heseba. So he would go ahead and eat another kazayas beheseba. So now what? He would be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah beheseba? Certainly not. If Heseba is not liikuva, so therefore the kazayas that he eats, he's mekayim the mitzvah. No? If a person, for example, did something, there's a suffix whether he fulfilled the mitzvah or not, then obviously we'll tell the person, you can repeat the mitzvah, and therefore do it in a way that you'll absolutely be yotzei. Once one is yotzei the mitzvah, is it possible subsequently now to fulfill the mitzvah ba'ofen hamahudar? Once the mitzvah was fulfilled, so I'll eat another kazayas beheseba. I still didn't fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah beheseba, because the mitzvah of achilas matzah was fulfilled with a kazayas rishon, not with the second kazayas that the person eats. So it's clear in the Rambam this is true. So the kula, so to speak, of the Rambam Shita is that even though we require heseba, Heseba is l'chadchila, it's not l'ikuva, not l'chadchila in b'di'evet, but two halachos, it's part of the mitzvah Chayiv Adam Laharos Hesatzmo, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not details within the mitzvah Sachil and Shtia. With this in mind, you understand a chumra that the Rambam has that the Rush does not mention. And that is, the Rambam writes that Heseba ideally should be done throughout the entire Suda. If you assume that Heseba is a detail within Shtias HaKos, Achilas Matzah, one could argue very well, so therefore it is necessary for the mitzvah of Matzah. It's required for the obligation of Dalar Kosos. Is there any halacha that a person has to have a soup beheseba? No. If you're going to tell me, no, this is not an inherent part of those mitzvahs, but rather, Chayiv Adam Laharos Hesatzmo, so the Rambam writes that ideally This should be done throughout the entire Suda. So the Rambam and Rashi have Chumrin Kulu. The Chumra, the Rambam, Kol HaSuda. The Kul, the Rambam, is that you assert the Yotzei, the mitzvos, if you eat them without a seva. If you assume as the Rashi an inherent part, therefore, the Chumra that now if a person would drink without a seva, the need to repeat, eating matzah without a seva, you would have to do so once again. However, not necessary to do so. Kol HaSuda. The Rashi quotes a raya to Hishita. The Gemara says the very bottom, Gav Kuf Ches Amud Alev, if there is a shamish, he's serving as a waiter, and therefore he's on the run. It's hard for him to be able to fulfill the mitzvah HaSeder properly. So the Gemara says, Hashamish she'achal kazayis matzah kishemesiv yatsa. If the shamish will just simply eat the kazayis matzah with the seva, he's yotze. So the Rashi writes, isn't it explicit in the Gemara that kishemesiv in kishlomesiv lo, that with his seva, he's yotzei. If he wouldn't do a seva, he wouldn't be yotzei. So the Brisker Rav just has the following comment. It's unclear from the Gemara, yatsa what? No? Hashamish kisha'ocha kazayis matzah kushu humesiv? Yatsa. Yatsa what? The Rosh assumes that yatsa means the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The shamish cannot do his seva throughout. If he eats the kazayis matzah kishamesiv, he fulfills the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And if he will eat it on the run, he will not fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That's the chiddush, the rush, that's likuva. The Rambam, no. The Rambam l'shitasa assumes that ideally, if you were to ask me what is the shir of his seva, I would tell you to do his seva throughout the entire suda. The shamish who is on the fly, that's very hard for him to do. So therefore, a very legitimate question. What is the minimum amount to fulfill the kiyum of Heseba? That element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is, minimally, l'chatchila kol asuda, minimally, a single kazayis is sufficient for the kiyum of Heseba, not for the mitzvah of matzah. If he'd eat on the run, he'd fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But what will be lacking is the element of Heseba. This ties in with the further chiddush. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Hay, the Mechaber quotes the view of the Rosh and the view of the Mordechai, that you make the bracha of Hamotzi, make the bracha of Alachilas Matzah, and the Mechaber writes, V'yesh lechol shnei kazaisim. One should eat a double kazayis at that point. Why is that true? That one is for the purpose of Achilas Matzah, the second, right, after all, for the kiyum of the Sudas Halayla, for Sudas Yantim. And therefore, a double kazayah should be eaten at that time. The Bir Halacha, in Tafayin Hay, in Dibra Maskel Kazayis, raises the following kasha. Where do you see this chiddush, the need to have a double kazayis? One for the mitzvah achilas matzah, the other for the kiyum of Sudas Yantim? It seems from the Gemara that all that is necessary is a single kazayis. How does the Rosh say a double kazayis? After all, the Gemara says, and the Bir Halacha quotes the sugya kuf ches, Hashamish she'achal kazayis matzah kishumesiv yatsa. The shamish, who's having a difficult time balancing everything? No. Single kazayis, he's yotze. So one kazayis, yes, and two kazayisim, no. So how is it that the Rosh writes a double kazayis? The Gemara says regarding the case of shamish, right? Kazayis matzah yotze. So one could argue as follows. This also is the Rosh l'shitasa. There's a need to have two kazayisim. That's the chiddush, the Rosh. One is b'toras the mitzvah of matzah. The second is b'toras the mitzvah of sudas yantiv. So I'll ask you the following question. According to the Rosh, granted, the Rosh writes you have to eat double kazayis. But when do you have to do haseba? So I'll tell you the following chiddush. According to the Rosh, that haseba is not an independent mitzvah of the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather it's considered to be part of the obligation of achilas matzah, part of the mitzvah of galut gosos. And therefore, the chumra and the kul of the Rosh, on the one hand, it's ma'akev. On the other hand, though, there isn't a din l'chatchila of haseva for kol hasuda. So I will tell you the following kiddush then. That even though the Rosh writes that it's necessary to eat two kazesim, haseva, however, is only necessary for a single kazayis, not for the second kazayis. Haseva is necessary for the kazayis ketoras, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but not for the second kazayis. That's how the Rosh understands that chiddush of the Gemara. The difficulty is the Shamish is incapable of Haseba. So therefore, the Gemara writes, as long as he does Haseba for a single Kazayis, he is Yotzei. Aye, he has to eat additional Kazayis? Enochinami. But that Kazayis does not require Haseba. So therefore, the context of that Sugin of Kuches is the details of Haseba. Enochinami, the Rush writes. It's necessary to eat two Kazayis, but the single Kazayis, Betoras the Mitzvah, Achilas Matzah, that is what requires it. Okay. This machlokes fits in with another point as well. The chiddush of the Rush. Okay, good. So we view these two halachos, the halacha of achilas matzah and the halacha of sudas yantiv, as two independent kiyumim. A kazayis is necessary for suda, a kazayis is necessary for achilas matzah. Lachora, one could disagree. One could argue that, look, generally it's true, but obviously you're obligated to have a Siddur Shabbos, you must have a Siddur Yantiv. However, here the definition of the Siddur Halayla, the Siddur HaPesach, is Pesach, Matz, and Maror. Not as an independent kiyum, but Hi Hanosenes. That is the definition of the Siddur Halayla. So it's a Chiddush that the Rush writes that a double Kazayis is necessary. One has to have a Kazayis for matzah as well as for suda, as though that these are two independent kiyumim that must be expressed independently. And ein achinami, like chavilos chavilos, one cannot go ahead and use the single kazayis for both. This chiddush could be the basis of a further machlokes between the Rambam on the one hand and Tosus on the Rush on the other. The Rambam makes no mention of this double kazayis. A single kazayis, according to the Rambam. In Poshup Shat, the Rambam would assume that the single kazayis that you eat for the mitzvah of matzah, that will be sufficient for the chiv sud as well. It's not necessary to have an independent kazayis. The Rambam and Tosus argue about a further point, and that is the number of matzahs that one is required to use at the same time. The Rambam writes that the total number of matzahs is two. That's what the Rabbah writes in Perches, Halacha Vav, Shnei Rekikin. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus in Dav Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph, Der Maschil Ma, writes that it's necessary to have three matzahs. The Bir HaGra points out in Tafayin Gimel that the sheet of the Rush and the Mordechai is like Tosus or Shita. Like the sheet of Tosus. So Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's necessary to have two, right, or whether three matzos. What is that machlokas? So apparently the machlokas now is as follows. What is Tosus' chiddush, that you have to have three matzos? So Tosus writes, look, that there are two kiyumim. There are two elements that must be satisfied. Number one is there's a mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv, like Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yantiv, the Gemara Shabbos, Dav Kuf Yud Zayin, that requires Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah requires that the shtei rekikin, the shtei kikaros bishleimin. On the other hand, the Torah describes matzah as being lechem oni, madar kol sha'oni b'prusa. It's necessary to have a prusa. So how do you accommodate both needs? On the one hand, lechem mishnah, on the other hand, madar kol sha'oni b'prusa. So that's the chiddush that Tosus writes. That's why it's necessary to have three matzahs. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that no, that good, there's a kiyum of Lechem Mishnah. Normally Lechem Mishnah would require that the kika lechem must be shalem. Here, madar kol reshav prusa. So of the two, one is split. Tosus says you have to have the two plus. What is that machlokes? And fits in very nicely. The Rush and the Mordechai who argue that it's necessary to have a double kazayis, because we view the mitzvah salayla, Pesach Matzah Maror, and the Sudas Yantiv independently, so therefore both have to be accommodated independently as well, Lechem Mishnah, as well as Madar Kol Shani B'Prusa. According, however, to the Rambam Shita, single Kazayis, So therefore, it means that here we define the Chiyuv Suda in terms of, right, the mitzvah salayla, Pesach, Matzah, and Mara, those mitzvah sachila. And therefore, the Rambam writes that even though it's true, generally speaking, Lech Mishnah requires that Kikar must be Shalem. Here, if the Torah tells us, Lechamoni, Madarko, Sha'ani, Baprusa, so here, that is considered to be the Kiyum of the Lech Mishnah. Not that one must accommodate A and B, but the two, right, merge, they fuse as a single Kiyum. This Lechor also is relevant to a further issue that Tosus raises. The Tosus on the previous block, Daf Kuf Tezvav, raises the issue regarding Maror. Why is it that we don't make a bracha of Borei Pri HaAdama on Maror? Tosus is kasha. So Tosus gives two very different reasons. The first teretz of Tosus is simply that 5 minutes ago you made a bracha of Hamotzi. And the bracha of Hamotzi covers the Maror, because after all, the Maror is considered to be Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. So just like you don't make a separate Birchas Hanenin on each course, there's no requirement of Birchas Hanenin for Maror. That's Tosus's first day. The Chiddush, of course, of Tosus is that Maror Al Pidin is considered to be Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda, even though this is highly unusual. You don't normally wash and then have Hamotzi and then bring out so much Maror. But nonetheless, this is considered to be Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. The second day of Tosus, Rav Yosef Tuv Elim disagrees. You cannot consider Maror to be Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. And therefore, Maror is not covered by the Hamotzi, and it requires a separate Birchas Hanenin. So why is it that we don't make a bracha Borei Pri HaAdama? So that's the Kiddush of Yosef Tuvelim, that Lama Karpas Boin Lahotzi is a Chazeres. That's why we have Karpas. Karpas was introduced in order to cover the bracha Borei Pri HaAdama. This is based on a great Kiddush of Yosef Tuvelim. The Gemara says earlier in Avi Pesachim that we have a concept of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavidos Chavidos, that Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushos Al Kol Sechad. So, for example, if a person is in a situation where he has to bench and make Kiddush, unusual, bench and make Kiddush, personal had a suit, all of a sudden he realizes, ooh, you know, it's already Shabbos, I didn't even make Kiddush. Now he has to bench and make Kiddush, the Gemara says, fine, but do so on two kosos. Ein omrim kedusha achas al kos echad. Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You have two separate mitzvos, so make sure that each one has its own heftisho mitzvah. Tosus quotes, for example, that's the practice of Sheva Brachos to have two kosos, one kos for Birchas Hamazon, one kos for Sheva Brachos. Tosus questions whether that's true, because the Gemara says if you have similar mitzvos like Yapna has, no, Kiddush and Havdalah, you have to have two separate kosos? Certainly not. It's only when there are two distinct mitzvos. Kiddush and benching, you have to have two separate kosos. But Kiddush and Havdalah, you're making Havdalah for Shabbos and Kiddush for Yom Tov, a single kos is sufficient, because they're both blended, related mitzvahs, defining as Kedushas Hayom. So Rav Yosef Tuvelim writes a pretty incredible Kiddush, and that is that just as one does not perform two different mitzvahs on a single Heftisho mitzvah, one should avoid reciting two brachos on a single Heftisho mitzvah. Unbelievable. That's Rav Yosef Tuvelim Shita. Avoid reciting two brachos on one heftisho mitzvah. That's the problem. So, maror is not covered by hamotzi. It's not dvarim machmas asuda. And you cannot make two brachos on maror. That's a problem. That's the problem. The solution then is karpas. Wow, that's a very great finish. No? Einos and mitzvos chavidos. Chavidos means not only two mitzvos and one chavtish ha-mitzvah, two brachos and one chavtish ha-mitzvah. That's what Tulsa discusses in Brachos Naf Lamites. And what did you do 5 minutes ago? You made two brachos and hamotzi. So Tulsa writes a chiddush, lechem ishna. Right? There are two kikaros, two rakikim. So therefore, enochinami, that can allow for reciting two brachos. But when it comes to maror, there's no such halacha. So therefore, ideally, it's preferable to split. And Tosus discusses Kiddush. What do you do with Kiddush? You recite two different brachos as well. That's what Nitziv discusses in the Haganah. What Rav Yosef Tuvelim do with the problem of Kiddush? We discussed that in earlier Yishurim as well. Tosus is first day. The reason there's no bracha is straight, because Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asurim. Why is that true? Why is Marer considered to be Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asurim? So Tosus gives two very different reasons. Why we should call Marer Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asurim. The Tosus in Sachim, the Pekut Tezvav, writes a simple reason. It's simply Metzius. Marar is Midi Degarir. It's not so uncommon, right? After you wash, you have a salad. Good, so lettuce is something that enhances, it entices. It's an appetizer. So therefore, it's called Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asurim. Tosus, however, in Brachos, in the Mem Beis Amud Aleph, raises the same issue, and Tosus writes something which is very different. Do you know why Marar is called Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda? Because Rachmana Kavechova Dichsiv Amatzos Rom Yochlu, because of the mitzvah sachila. Not simply because mitzvahs that people normally will have vegetables as an appetizer. No, generally speaking, I wouldn't call Marar Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. But tonight's Suda, that is the Suda. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. So obviously the Maror is Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda. That's the menu. That Chiddush of Tosfos, that it's considered to be Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda because Rachmana Kavechol, that fits in very well with the Chiddush of the Rambam, that these are not two independent Kiyumim, but rather the Mitzvah Sachila, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror is the Kiyum Suda. And therefore, obviously, this is called Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda. There's even a further point. And this is what we discussed in the past as well, that first Chuv and Rabbi Kivenga. Rabbi Kivenga writes, that's a very, very great Kiddush, that even though women are obligated in Suda Shabbos, women are exempt from Suda Siyata. That's Rabbi Kivenga assumes. Well, Suda Shabbos is Mefurish in the Rishonim. The Gemara just mentions in Shabbos Apkuf Yud Zayin that you have to have three Sudas on Shabbos, Zeich Laman. You have to have Lechem Mishnah, Zeich Laman. So the Ran on that daf, Kuf Yud Zayin and Shabbos, quotes two days as to why women also are obligated Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shabbos. The Ran quotes Rabbi Natam, a fascinating Chiddush. These two halachos are Zeich HaLamon. And this is a further application of Afein Hayav Oso HaNeis. Well, it's true when it comes to Dalet Kosos, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Natam writes, Afein Hayav Oso HaNeis applies every Shabbos. Any mitzvah that corresponds to the Neis HaMon, women are obligated because of Afein Hayav Oso HaNeis. Very great Chiddush, Rabbi Natam. And the Ran writes, no, there's no need to come on to Afein Hayav Oso HaNeis. The Gemara Brachos Nafchav, Shavuos Nafchav, women are obligated in Kiddush. Why? Zohar B'Shamur. So the Ran writes the following Kiddush. Zohar B'Shamur is not a limited drasha. That means whoever is obligated to be Shavuos from Malacha, they're obligated in Kiddush. It means whoever has to refrain from Malacha is Bichlav V'Kedusha Sayom, and they're obligated in all aspects of Shabbos. All aspects of Shabbos. So they're obligated in Kiddush Daraisa, but of course they're obligated in all the mitzvahs Rabbanon as well, such as Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shabbos. So again, Machlokas Tosus Naran is simply as to why women are obligated in Suda Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah. Rabbi Kivenga assumes a great Kiddush that perhaps this is only when it comes to Shabbos and not when it comes to Yantif. Unbelievable. And that's why Rabbi Kivenga writes his Nafkamina. Right, that if women will forget to say Ritzei and Benching, they're obligated to repeat the Berachas HaMazon. But if women fail to say Yalla V'Yavo, they don't have to repeat Berachas HaMazon on Yantif. This is what Rabbi Kivenga writes in the Shulchan Aruch also. Kuf Peches. That's what these Klomer mentions. Rabbi Kivenga writes in the very beginning, Kuf Peches. He refers you to the first Tshuva. That if women fail to say Yalla V'Yavo, they don't have to repeat the Benching. Oh, very, very great Kiddush. Major Machlokas Apalski. not simple what the hachra should be. It's a major machlokas haposkim, whether women have to repeat the benching, not repeat the benching. And not simple. The best thing is the women should have another suda and make sure to say yalav yav on the second suda. But Rabbi Kveger writes as a great chiddush that women are exempt. They can't fast. They can't fast on Yantiv. Women are obligated in simcha, the Rambam writes. But simcha does not mean a full suda. In Chol HaMoed also there's a mitzvah of simcha, but there's no chiyuv suda. Just like in Chol HaMoed, you can't fast. You don't have to have a full suda. And if you forget yalav yav on Chol HaMoed, you're not chozer. So Rabbi Kveger writes, the same thing applies. When it comes to women, it's like men. In Chol HaMoed, they can't fast. On the other hand, though, they don't have to repeat. Rabbi Kveger writes just the following chiddush, and that is, this is all fine and good generally. However, Rabbi Kveger writes, there is a time that if women fail to say yalav yav on Yantav, they have to repeat the benching, and that is at the Seder night. If they forget yalav yav on the low Seder, of course they have to bench again, because women are mechuyavos midaras in the mitzvah of matzah. On another yantiv, they don't have to wash, they don't have to have pas. Here at the Seder night, they're obligated to matzah daraisa, the Gram Sachin of Mem Gimel. Kosh yesh abatul chochameis, yesh abukumachal matzah. So that's Rabbi Kiviger's psak halacha. At the Seder night, women certainly must repeat the benching if they fail to mention yalav yom. That's the truth, Rabbi Kiviger. So regarding that last detail, granted Rabbi Kiviger's premise, women are exempt from Siddhas yantiv. Just regard last details. Rav Shechter just made the following ha'ara. Why is it that if you forget Brinser Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat the benching? Is it that you're not Yotzei benching? So I mentioned to you earlier, no, the Chiddush that the Rav suggested, no. You forget to say Ritzei, you forget Yalav Yavo, you're still Yotzei benching. You're still Yotzei benching. Rav quoted a Zerai with the Mechaber writes in Kupei Ches, if everybody forgot Ritzei benching, you don't repeat the Zimun, the Mechaber writes, so he benches privately. Why is that? If I forgot Ritzei, the big Shabbaton, so that someone announced, that anybody else forget Ritzei? If three people forget Ritzei, let them repeat the Zimun. So the Mechaber writes, no, it's not necessary. Right? You don't have to repeat the Zimun. Why not? Because you already said Zimun. So the Rav said, no, on Mondays. Birchas Hamazon, you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei Birchas Hamazon. And Zimun is a function of the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon. What was lacking? You failed to be koveya the Suda as a Suda Shabbos or as a Suda Yantiv. What makes it into a Suda Shabbos, Suda Yantiv? So you begin the Suda with Kiddush, you conclude the Suda with Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. That's not just simply a mitzvah, chiyuv, azkara, main hamora, but that serves to be kovei the Suda, to establish it at the Suda Shabbos and Suda Yantiv. So very good. Zimun Yotzei, Berchas Hamazon Yotzei. That's how the Rav understood why the Mechaber writes in Kupei Ches that the rule of thumb of Chazara is, was there a Chiyuv Suda? So good, you benched on Rosh Chodesh and you failed to say Yalav Yavo. So you failed to be kovei this Suda as a Suda Rosh Chodesh. There's no need for Suda Rosh Chodesh. That's why the determining factor is whether it's a chiyuv suda. So yes, you're yotzei berchas hamazon. You failed to be kovei the suda as a suda Shabbos, as a suda yantiv. So with that lumdus in mind, so getting back to our question, the Pesach Seder is very interesting. Are women obligated to wash, to eat, to bench? Yes, because of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But does that necessarily mean that women are obligated in the Sudas Yantiv to the extent that if they fail to recite Yalav Yavo, they have to repeat the benching because they failed to establish the Suda as a Sudas Yantiv? According to the Lumdus of Roslavetchik, one could argue that, no, what do you mean? Of course, bottom line, women have to wash and bench. Yeah, that's true on Rosh Chodesh. Right? Once you wash, you have to bench. And once you bench, you have to say Yalav Yavo. But the question is there a chiv to be koveya the Suda as such? If that's the lamdas, then one could certainly argue, even though women are obligated in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, women are still exempt from Sudas Yantiv, and therefore, even if they get yalav yavo, they don't have to repeat. Unless you're going to assume that that's an artificial distinction, because the definition of the Sudas HaLaila are the mitzvah sayon, of Pesach Matzah Mara. What do you mean that they're only obligated A and not obligated B? But the special character of tonight's Suda is Pesach Matzah Mara. And therefore, if they're obligated in a Matzah, you can't split off those two chiyuvim. They're obligated in Sudas Yantif. They have to be koveyavis as a Sudas Yantif as well. A further distinction, whether there's one or two halachas, is what we've discussed earlier regarding Tosefes. The Mechaber writes the following kiddush: that ein omrim kiddush ad shetechshech. That you have to wait until Tzeisik Kochavim to make kiddush. That's a great kiddush. That you have to wait until Tzeis to make kiddush. How do you know that that's true? If the Mechaber would have said that you have to wait until Tzeis for achilas matzah, that's not such a great kiddush. No, that's what the Gemara writes. Psachim and Daf Kuvchav. Karban Pesach is balayla, matzah is balayla. Good, so by the time you're going to get to matzah, it's going to be well after Tzeis. There is one view that Tosfos Rav Yehuda Chassid in Brachas Nachav Zayin that writes Tosefes Shabbos works even for Karban Pesach, and even for the Mitzvah Sasuda. Well, Chiddush. We normally assume the Mishnah Rei Pesachim Ashiter Shach. Ashiter Shach means Tzeis HaKochavim. No, that's what Tosfos assumes. Tzeis. Rav Yehuda Chassid writes in the Brachas the Sugya Tosefes just means you can't be Yotzi Mibod Yom, even though you offer the Karban Mibod Yom. You can't eat me bod yom. Normally, offer a karmi bod yom. Eat me bod yom. What does the Mishnah say? Ad shetech shach. Even though karm pesach is offered me bod yom, you don't eat it me bod yom. Tosefes. So no, Tosef Rabbi Chassid writes. Just like Tosefes works in other areas, it works when it comes to karm pesach as well. A pretty great chiddush, no? No. So we assume you have to wait until tzeis. Good, like Rov Rishon. So wait for tzeis for karm pesach. Wait for tzeis for achilas matzah. So the next step, the Chiddush of Trumas Hadeshen, what we recite in the Haggadah, Bavur Zeh, V'shosh Sheish Matzah Mar Menach Lefenecha. What does that mean? That the Zman of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is dependent on V'shosh Sheish Matzah Mar Menach Lefenecha. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim also requires Mitzvah Salayla. Also required Tzeis. Okay, fine. So Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, will be after Tzeis. But just get started. You know, by the time you start the Seder, you get to see Pritzi Yisrael, be after Tzeis. Why Ein Omrim Kiddush Ad Shetech Shach? Very unclear. So this is the Machlokas, the Magen Avraham in the Taz. When the Mechaber writes that Ein Omrim Kiddush Ad Shetech Shach, like, why is that true? So the Magen Avraham writes in Tafayin Beis the following Kiddush, that look just like Midaraisa. Karban Pesach is from Tzeis HaKochavim until the Karban Blazman Azariah Chatzos. And just such when it comes to Matzah, just like when it comes to Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah's Daraisa. Hu Hadinami Bechol Mitzvah's Halayla. All the Mitzvah's Halayla, Daraisa, Drabanan, have to be during that window. Kiddush is one of Dal Kosos. Dal Kosos has to be during that time. Just like Matzah, just like Karim Pesach. According to the Magen Avraham, Chorah, the following Kiddush then, that if one would make Kiddush early, what is lacking? The Kiyum of Dalat Kosos. So two Kiddushim Lahalachim, and according to the Magen Avraham, number one, I'll tell you this, that if that's why it's necessary to have Kiddush after Tzeis, I'll tell you further Kiddush. You have to have the last kos before Chatzos. That's not Mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. And Tosfos writes in Megillah Daf Chaf, you have to make sure to have the Afikomen before Chatzos. The Ramah discusses Hallel before Chatzos. When Magen Avraham, the Alad Kosos, the last kos has before Chatzos. What's the difference in Kiddush as opposed to the last kos? All the mitzvahs halayla, the Alad Kosos, have to be during that time. Achomer the Magen Avraham. So perhaps a kula the Magen Avraham. Let's say a person made Kiddush early. So you go over to that person and say, you know, problem. Mechaber says you have to wait until Tzeis. So the person says, so what do I do now? So what would you answer? According to the Magen Avraham, you could argue as follows. What's lacking? The Kima Dalat Kosos. Do you have to repeat Kiddush? One could argue certainly not. Let's assume we began with the Rush. The Rush writes, if you make Kiddush and you drink from that Haseba, you're not Yotzi. Not Yotzi what? You're not Yotzi Kiddush? You have to make Kiddush again. No, you're not Yotzi the Kiyum of Dalakoso. So what do? You repeat the Kiddush? You don't repeat the Kiddush. You just simply drink, right, an additional Shir B'Haseba. Kiddush, you're Yotzi. If you drank the Yain, Dalakoso, Dalakoso, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush, you're Yotzi. You just have to know, right, to drink more B'Haseba. Mishnah Berurah writes, when a person makes Kiddush, Masayis HaBracha, Barat Pirgav, then he should have in mind that if he's going to drink any more yayin from now until the second kos, that's covered by the Barat Pirgav. Let's assume something came up. A person started coughing in the middle of his dalakosos. No, a person drank without Haseba. So in such a case, you're going to have to drink more. So have in mind that the Barat Berchas Hanenin covered. Now, you don't have to make Kiddush again. The Taz writes a very different reason. The Taz writes, the Prima Gadim elaborates, in Tafayim Beis, that we know that Kiddush has to be B'Makom Suda. The Sugim Safim and Afkuf. What does Makom Suda mean? So two halachas are obvious. Kiddush and Makom Suda means Zman Makom. Good? Zman means that you have to have Kiddush and Suda in the same time. You can't just make Kiddush and return 2 hours later to the very same place. That's not Kiddush Makom Suda. And you can't have a Shini Makom. There can't be a time lapse. There can't be a change of location. Kiddush Makom Suda, Shmuel Halacha. The Taz assumes a further Kiddush, that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Bizman Haraya L'Suda. You cannot be Yotze Kiddush if you could not have the Suda. That's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. Practically, you're right. You have a couple hours because you're going to go through the whole Haggadah. But in principle, you couldn't have the Suda right now. Everybody agrees. Pesach Matzah requires seis. So making Kiddush now is not called Kiddush Makom Suda. That's a pretty good Kiddush, no? We've pointed out this is the Taz L'Shitasei, no? The Taz in Reish Tani Aleph quotes a marshal that during the summer months, let's say you daven early, even though you made Kiddush, but make sure the Suda goes after Tzeis and have a kazayis of pas at least after Tzeis, because when it comes to Suda, the pasuk says, Ichlu Hayom. So even though you can make Kiddush early, good, make Kiddush early, start your Suda, and make sure that at least a kazayis of pas you had after Tzeis. And the Taz Meisel disagrees. You can make Kiddush early, you can bench early, no? It has to be that way. Because if the Marshal was right, that you had to wait until Tzeis in order to fill the Kim of Suda, then according to the Taz's understanding, you wouldn't be Yotzei Kiddush. Because that's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. Because Kiddush Makom Suda requires that you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush at a time that it's Rayo L'Suda. So that can't be a chumrah, that make Kiddush early, like the Gemara says Rabbi used to do, but make sure that the Suda continues into Laila. Mishnah Berurah quotes that chumrah, la'alacha. No, during the summer months, you daven an early minyan. Yeah, but make sure that the Suda goes after it says, the chumrah of the Marshal. Taz writes it can be. You understand very well why it can't be according to the Taz. You wouldn't be Yotzei Kiddush then. If that's the Kiddush, that this is not called Kiddush HaMakom Suda, l'chor the Taz would disagree with both nafkaminas, the Magen Avraham. Magen doesn't mention these nafkaminas, but the nafkaminas that result from his Kiddush. Number one, is there any halacha that the last kos has to be before Chatzos? Not necessarily. The Magen Avraham writes this, Kiddush, all mitzvot. No, this is uniquely true of Kiddush. Kiddush has to be bizman matzah. Is there a halacha that the last kos has to be bizman matzah? Who says? And furthermore, according to the Taz, if a person would make Kiddush early, that's not considered a Kiddush HaMakom Suda. If a person makes Kiddush Lo HaMakom Suda, it doesn't help to just drink another cup of wine. We use some Reishayin Gimel, you're not Yotzi the mitzvah of Kiddush. That would mean that he has to repeat the Kiddush. It's not simply enough, the Kim of Shtiyas HaKos. The This chiddush, though, the Taz and Prima Gadim, also can relate to the more general question. If you assume, like we suggested, the chiddush of the Rambam, that here the Sudas Halayla is defined, Pesach, Matz, and Maror, then, right, one could certainly argue that making Kiddush at a time that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah is called Kiddush Lama Makam Suda. If you would assume that these are two independent kiyumim, so you're right. In practice, look, we're going to wait until Matzah. But in order to say that therefore this is not called Kiddush Lama Makam Suda, l'chora that means that the chiyuv of Suda, the Zaman HaSudas after it says, if these are two separate kiyumim, perhaps one can disagree. That in principle, Sudas Yantif like Sudas Shabbos can be Mod Yom, if you assume that that generally is true. Like the Taz. Here, good, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matz after it says. But does that necessarily mean that in principle this is not called Kiddush which is B'makom Sudas? The Tosos of Sachim and Avtzari Tessim Abeis equates the mitzvah of Kiddush and Dalet Kosos regarding the halacha of Shomei Kol. Tosos is bothered by a kasha, maybe not the most pressing kasha, but a kasha deal that Tosos has in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tari Tessim Adayis, if you have a person who is an Ani, lo yifchisu lo mi dalet kosos. You have to provide him with dalet kosos. Tosos writes, it's somewhat mashma from the Mishnah, Tosos themselves. Point of Tamucha, somewhat mashma from the Mishnah, that's all that's needed. Four kosos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that you have to provide dalet kosos for each member of the family? Men are obligated, women are obligated. We're only talking about single individuals who don't have a household. Shouldn't the Mishnah say, "Lo'yifchus adar kosos l'chol echad v'echad mibnei habayis"? Why just four kosos? So Tosos writes a pretty unbelievable chiddush. Let's assume this balabas. It's a regular Shabbos. Or he needs yayin for every member of the family. One person makes kiddush, and he's motzi the entire household in the mitzvah of kiddush. One person drinks, and that's sufficient. So Tosfos writes a pretty great kiddush. Hu hadinami regarding dalet kosos. Yeah, push comes to shove, and it's difficult to afford. Four cups is all you need. And just as Shomei Kone works when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Havdalah, Shomei Kone is going to work when it comes to Dalet Kosos as well. Pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable Kiddush of Tosos. Just as Kiddush, so too Dalet Kosos. There's a further Kiddush that Tosos raises. What is the shear for Kiddush? What is the shear of Dalet Kosos? The shear for Kiddush, we know the kos has to hold a revius. A revius anywhere from a little less than 3.5 ounces, the Chazanisha shear 5.5 ounces. And you have to drink a kimelol lugmo, right? The amount that would fill up a single cheek. Roughly, we assume that's a row of revius. What is the shear of dalet kosos? So Tosos is troubled because the Gemara later in Psachim and Daf Kuf Zayin and Daf Kuf Ches speak about this concept of v'hu deshasa rube dekasa, drinking the kos, or rov kos because rubo kikulo. So Tosos is bothered. Where did this idea come from? Drinking kol hakos, or at least rov kos. Normally we assume it's just a revius in rov revius malugma. So Tosos writes, Eino chinami, lav dafka rov kos. The coast normally holds a revius. And you have to drink kolugmav. So the Gemara calls that rov coast. But it's not rov coast. Kimelolugmav, what we call rov revius. That's a second indication of Tosus, that there's no difference between Kiddush and Delicosos. Whatever is true of one is true of the other. Even the Gemara uses different terminology, one in terms of Revius and Kolugmav, the other in terms of Rav Kos, it's all the same. Because the Kos is Machzik and Revius. So the Brisker Rav points out, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that the Rambam disagrees with both points. Number one, the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin of Chametz HaMatzah. The Rambam writes that called Echad V'Echad Chayiv Lishtos Dalet Kosos Yayin. Everyone has to drink four kosos. Whereas when it comes to Kiddush, the Rambam writes, no, a single person for Chavtesef El Chashamis will make Kiddush on behalf of others. Here the Rambam writes, everyone is obligated to drink Dalet Kosos. And in Perek Chavtesef El Chashamis, the Rambam writes, the Shir is Revius and Kolugmav. And in Perek Zayin Halacha Tesef of Chametz HaMatzah, the Rambam writes the Shir is Kos, Rov Kos. So according to the Rambam, there seems to be like a fundamental difference between Kiddush generally as opposed to Dal Kosos, and Tosus equates the two. So Rav Chaim explains as follows. Tosus certainly does not mean to say that Shomea Kone can work for a mitzvah sachil or mitzvah shtir. Tosus would ever entertain the possibility that one person eats the matzah and we all stare. You'd be out saying, of course not. No? Obviously, the mitzvah, berab toth lematzos, mitzvah sachila, kol echad v'echad. The question is the following. How do you understand the mitzvah of dalet kosos? When it comes to Kiddush, for example, there's no halacha that everyone has to drink. How does that work? What shomei akona means that I drank the wine? Certainly not. The purpose of Kiddush is to be koveya the suda al hayayin. And the Kiddush is that for kfiyas hasuda al hayayin, you don't require individual shtiyah. If you hear the bracha, shamea konen, ani asamin, is sufficient. As long as, according to the Gaonim, the Mevarech drinks the wine, the secondary Shanaf, someone drinks the wine, the third day in Shofan on Pesach Aleph, everybody takes a sip, and the kos is consumed. That's all fine and good for Kviyas al Hayayin. The Chiddush of Kosis is the following. There's no mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Chiddush. There are four parts of the Seder. There's Kiddush and Magid, Berachas HaMazon, the conclusion of Hallel, the four Chelkei HaSeder. And you know what the Chiddush is? Is that each one of the Chelkei HaSeder must be Nikva Alakos. Just like Havdalah is Alakos, just like the Mitzvah of Kiddush is Alakos, Suda should be Alakos, Magid should be Alakos, Hallel should be Alakos, Berachas HaMazon should be Alakos. So good, there are four parts of the Seder. So, bottom line, there are four kosos. The Gemara says, for example, Kubches, show some of us achas. Person will just, you know, I get tired as the Seder continues. Let me just, right now, drink four cups of wine. So the Gemara says, he's not fully fulfilling this mitzvah. They have to be al Seder, not just to down four cups of wine. Tosus assumes that's the extent of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. I'll give you a further example. Tosus writes in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, the following kasha. The Gemara says, Sukkah Lamed Ches, women are exempt from Hallel. And Tosus says, women are chayiv and Hallel at the Seder. How do you resolve that kasha? That's Tosus' difficulty. Good. The Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, and Sukkah says, if a man does not have to say Hallel, a woman can't be motzi a man, but a woman should recite the words, and the husband, the man, will repeat the words verbatim. Because Shemeyakah doesn't work because women are exempt from halitz, as man grama. So Tosa says, and how come women are chayiv and halal at the Seder? So Tosa writes a great chiddush, two different types of halal. How does Tosa know women are obligated to halal at the Seder? No? Before you give your teretz, how do you know? So I'll maintain, no, that's not true. Maybe women are exempt from halal at the Seder. Tosa isn't quoting a Gemara that says that that's true. So what's the whole basis of Tosa's kasha? So you know what the chiddush of Tosa is? Of course there's a Gemara that women are obligated in halal. What's the Gemara? Women are obligated in dalet kosos. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Dav Kuches, women are obligated in dalet kosos. This is exactly Tosa's Shita. Dalet kosos is not a mitzvah of dalet kosos. Dalet kosos means that the four chelke haseder should be nikval hayayin. So if women are obligated in dalet kosos, that means women are obligated in those parts of the Seder. So Tosa says, of course women are obligated in halal at the Seder. Because how could they be chayiv in halal al hakos if they're exempt from halal? That's Tosa's assumption. So Tosa assumes that that's the purpose of the dalet kosos. If that's true, for kviyas al hayayin, shemei kon is sufficient. That's kiddush, that's abdallah. And what is the shir of kviyas al hayayin? Revius and Kmolokmov. That's the Chiddush of Tosas. And the Rambam assumes what Tosas says is absolutely true. Necessary. Muskim. You can't just drink four cups of wine. True. But not sufficient. That's not the whole story. There are two halachos of dalet kosos. Number one is, you're right, to be koveh, the chelek ha'aser hayayin. Absolutely true. But second halacha, just like there's a mitzvah sachila midaraisa of matzah, there's a mitzvah shtias dalet kosos drabana. And for that, shomei kon is not going to work. For that, the shir is not going to be just simply kfiyas al hayayin. There, the mitzvah is shtias hakos. So the shir will be defined in terms of kos or rubo kakulo, rov kos, as opposed to just simply a rov revius. That's the chiddush, the Rambam Shita. That's too interesting to you, come according to Tosas. What's the makor of dalet kosos? Right, so everybody knows the Rashbam, the Yerushalmi, right? Many different makoros. Dal v'shono shalgula. That's the Rashbam quotes in the Yerushalmi. Pretty fascinating, the Gemara never quotes any makar for dalet kosos. Yerushalmi has a makar. Shultz quotes several makaros. Right? The Bavli never mentions a makar for dalet kosos. That's not a kasha, just a ha'ara. According to Tosos, it's very good. There's no halacha of dalet kosos. No? There are four chelke haseder, which the Gemara deals with at length, but each one has to be a hayayin. There's no independent makar necessarily for dalet kosos. Or, for example, the Sefer Rokeach is bothered by the following kasha. It's found in the Siman Reish Pei Gimel. Why is there no Birchas Hamitzvah on dalet kosos? You recite a bracha on matzah, you recite a bracha on maror. Why is there no bracha on dalet kosos? Interesting kasha. According to Tosas' understanding, one can easily answer as well. The dalet kosos is a detail. No, it's not a mitzvah of dalet kosos. There are four mitzvahs that are fulfilled. Each one should be koveh al hakos. It's not an independent kiyum of shtiyas hakos. And perhaps that's why there's no separate bracha. Right? You can give many other terutzim for the other Rishonim, but according to Tosos, there's no separate makar, there's no separate bracha, no separate shir, no separate need for shtiyah. It's all just considered to be like Kiddush and Havdalah. Now, Kfiyah Sayayin al Hakos. So that's a fascinating machlokas in Tosas and the Rambam, to what extent you can equate the mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos and Yantiv with the Chiyuv of Dalet Kosos at the Lel Seder. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up Sunday. We'll discuss more aspects of the Seder, and we'll discuss some issues of Bayram, Bayamatzeh, and Chametz and Pesach.